Hallelujah. And I'm happy to tell you that God is still at work in my life. Amen. And he's at work in me when I feel like it, when I don't feel like it. He is still at work in my life, spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight for everyone that's here, for the ones that are watching the live stream. We thank you, Father, for them. And I pray, Father God, that their ears will be open to hear and that their hearts will be open to receive the word of God tonight. Father, may their faith be released. May they have a life-changing experience with you tonight, or whenever it is that they are watching the stream. And Father, we'll give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Thank you for your presence here with us. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. I want to read from the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. I'll read the 28th verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And this is what it says. And we know. Now, before I go any further, I think it's important that I stop right there just for a moment. Notice how that's written, and I'm reading from the New King James Bible, but it says, and we know, hallelujah, glory to God, and we know. That's one thing, that's one thing about cell phones, they will embarrass you, won't they? Been there, done that. When you think you got it muted, and it didn't mute. Glory to God. Now, listen, and we know. Folks, there's some things that we need to know and not wonder about. And not just hope so. But there are some things that we need to know. I heard a preacher say one time many years ago, I heard him say, it's what you know that makes you go. It's what you know. So let's read on. And we know that all things, everybody say all things. All things. So that means whatever you are experiencing in life or whatever you've had to deal with or are dealing with, the will of God is for all of it to work together for your good, for our good. So let me finish the verse. And we know that all things work together for good to those who, what? Things ain't necessarily going to turn out too well for folks that don't love God. For folks who don't acknowledge God. For folks who don't seek to please God. Are you still here? So we know that all things work together for good, not for bad, but for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. And you've heard me say this many times, but I want to say it again tonight because truth should be repeated. Over and over and over again. God has a plan for our lives. Yeah. He has a plan for our lives. Now, the devil's job, though, is to try to interrupt that plan. His job is to try anyway to short-circuit everything, blow out all the fuses, and God's purpose for our lives never happened. Can I tell you something? There is a purpose for your life. There is a purpose for my life. And God already has a plan. By the way, let me say this. Nothing that you go through, have gone through, or will go through catches God by surprise. He already knows. Hear me good. He already knows the end from the beginning. God knew everything you'd have to deal with in life before you was ever born, before you was ever formed in your mother's womb. He already knew. And he knows this, that if we choose to walk with him, we win. We win. There are things that the Lord spoke to me years ago, and I'm sure you have the same testimony. You can say the same thing. That things that you know it was God. I mean, you knew it was God. But yet, some of those things have not come to pass yet. And so sometimes it will cause you to wonder, why? Why hasn't it happened yet? First of all, again, if God said it, and if we'll do what he tells us to do, it's going to happen. Nobody can stop you but you. Amen. All through the Bible, when God would make promises and give promises, he would tell them, this is what I'll do if you would do this or if you would do that. In other words, if you walk with me, if you follow me, if you stay out of sin, I want to read this again. Y'all don't mind, do you? Because I want you to get it. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. to those who are called according to his purpose. Well, now, if a person truly loves God, that person is going to make every effort to walk with God. That person is going to seek God. I want to know what God's will is for my life. Every day, even the small things. Lord, what can I do today to please you? Because listen to me, every day that you wake up, God has a plan for you. God wants to orchestrate some things, maybe send some folks across your path. Hallelujah. I told the folks this past Monday night, doing Monday night prayer, that God has called us as a church. And you have to understand something. Churches are made up of individuals. Individuals make a church. Amen. God has called, and not just us, every church, every believer, God has called us to be an impact church. Matter of fact, we had a guest minister that came in and told us, he says, God's called you to be an impact church, to impact your community, to impact your state, to impact your nation, and to impact the world. In other words, we are here to make a difference. When I'm long gone out of this earth, I want to leave here, and I'm determined I'm going to leave here, knowing that somebody's life was changed because I was here. In other words, not so much what I've done, but because I've allowed God to use me to impact somebody else. Y'all listening to me tonight? When you make a decision that I'm going to impact my world for Jesus Christ, I'm going to please God with my life, it don't matter what the devil send down the pipe. It's not going to stop you. And don't we have men and women in the Bible that are testimonials to the faithfulness of God, even though things got tough with them? Look at Joseph. He had it tough. Mistreated by his own brothers. Sold into slavery. Once he got into Egypt, things began to look pretty good for him. Things were picking up. He went to work in Potiphar's house. And Potiphar's wife took a look at him and thought, that's a handsome young man there. She was a loose woman. But Pastor, why you say she was a loose woman? Because she tried to get someone she wasn't married to sleep with her. Go to bed with her. Isn't it something? When you got a good job, things are going well, and somebody come along and mess it up. Well, the only way you're going going to keep this job, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do that. You hear me, ladies? This woman was determined that she was going to sleep with Joseph. Joseph was determined she weren't. Listen to me. God had a calling on his life. God had a purpose for his life. He didn't know it, but he had some people to deliver. He had some people to feed. And this is just my thinking. You know, I figure Potiphar probably had a right good-looking wife, wouldn't you say? Probably so. And so I'm sure that she looked good, and if she didn't look good, you know, you got stuff to fix that. you can hide some stuff. I told my wife, I think it was the other night, I don't remember when it was, but you know, you look at folk on TV, you know, some of these news people or whatever, and some of these ladies, I mean, they decked out, and they beautiful, they look pretty, and I'm not saying anything against that, you know, but they really look good. But I told my wife, I wonder what some of these women really look like. Really? Say, wonder what some of them really look like. But see, there's nothing wrong, you know, with helping yourself out, you know. In some cases, you know, have you know, if you're sagging, you know, get you a little tuck. If you need some extra hair, have you some extra hair put in? You understand? You're not sinning. You know, here's my point. I feel pretty sure, I wasn't there, but I feel pretty sure that Potiphar's wife probably was a rat nice looking woman. And I'm sure that Joseph was tempted. But Joseph made a decision. Y'all listening to me? Yeah. Oh, people, some folks need to hear this tonight, because people fall into too quick. What did Joseph? He said, "I'm not sinning against my God." You hear? Hear me? I'm not sinning against my God. When the flesh rises up and that passion begin to burn, you gotta get control of that thing and say, oh, I'm not sinning against my God. I'm not sinning against my God. It don't matter if nobody else ever finds out. God knows. And you know. So Joseph said, nope, I'm not sinning against my God. And I'm not sinning against my master, Potiphar. That woman belongs to Potiphar. But she was a determined thing. But I tell you what, it takes a man of God. When a woman grabbing at you and grab you, your nice expensive coat, your favorite coat. One that you saved for months. Put it on layaway. I want that coat. So you made payments on it. And you finally got your coat. And you're wearing it and you feel good about yourself. But all of a sudden, here's a woman that wants you to sin with her. And she grabs you and you come out of the coat because you say, I'm not sinning. You got to do like Joseph did, forget the coat. Now, I'm not saying Joseph laid his coat away. That's not what I'm saying. I'm making a point. Y'all follow me. We have to make choices. We have to make choices. All things work together for good to them that love God. And you know that story? This woman lied on Joseph. Potiphar had him thrown in prison, and all of a sudden, boom, things are going well. Had a good job, serving the Lord. And because I refused to sin, look where I am now. Joseph didn't quit. He didn't quit. God used him right there in prison. Just like he did Paul. All things work together for good. It didn't say all things are good. It didn't say everything that you have to deal with is good. But God will take the bad and turn it around for your good. God will take the bad and give you a testimony. God had nothing to do with Joseph being thrown in prison. God had nothing to do with Paul being thrown in prison. He knew it was going to happen. Yes, he allowed it. But he used it. Because they refused to turn their backs on God because of their situation, because of their circumstances. God used it. And y'all know the rest of Joseph's story. You know, he eventually got out, became the second in command in Egypt. When there was a famine in Israel, he was able to feed his family. Hallelujah. This is what I'm saying to you this evening. The Word of God tells us all things work together for good to those that love God. We got to stay committed to God whether things seem like they're going our way or not. We got to stay committed to God. We got to stay committed to God. You just can't throw up your hands and quit just because things are not going your way. Hallelujah. You got to understand, God is still in control. We still walk by faith and not by sight. If you got a stack of bills this high, you still should walk by faith and not by sight. trust in God that something's going to happen to turn this situation around. Because God knows where I am. And he knew I would be in the situation that I'm in before I got there. And before I was ever born from my mother's womb, God already had the answer. Before, listen to me, before you were ever born, let me take it back further. Before you were ever conceived, God already had the answer. Every answer that we would need. I remember, Terry, it's been a number of years back now, I gave him an opportunity to give his testimony. I might do that again sometime. You up to that? He's got quite a testimony. Things could have got real bad, couldn't it? Which did get pretty bad, but it could have been worse. But God. Y'all hear me? But God knew what he would be going through. God didn't put him through that, but he knew what he would be dealing with, and God had a way out for him, just like all the rest of us. Praise the name of the Lord. What a God we serve, y'all. So don't get discouraged. Stay encouraged. I want to read, verse 28 from the Amplified Bible, the Amplified Classic, verse 28. This is the classic version. It says, we are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are, listen to this, and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. Glory to God. Glory to God. You still here? Turn in your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. You know this verse. If there's only one verse in Jeremiah, you know it's probably this one. Verse 11. Listen to what the Word of God says. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace. See that? And not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. But listen to what else he said? He said, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and what? Find me when you do what? Search for me with all of your heart. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't you let anything rob you of God's purpose for your life. Because it's going to work out for your good. It's going to work out for our good. Even when it don't seem like it's good, it's going to work out for our good if we will walk with Him, if we will love Him. You're still here. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to go back to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And I want to end with this verse. Oh, this is such a blessing. See, God's called us to win here in the earth. You're not supposed to walk through this earth as a loser. Jesus says, Father, in John chapter 17, He said, Father, I pray that you don't take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil. The King James Version say evil, but what it really means, keep them from the evil one. Keep them from the evil one. The devil is never supposed to win in your life or in my life. Can I get another amen on that? He is never supposed to win in our lives. He might try to make things hard for us, but he is never supposed to win because God always has a way out. Now, I'm looking at some winners. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, we win, win, win. Look at verse 18, Romans 8, verse 18. And I'll close with this. You know we win, right? He says, for I consider that the suffering, now this is the Apostle Paul. He understood suffering. He suffered. For I consider that the sufferings, plural, of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Let me read that again because I'm not sure you got it. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Listen, brothers and sisters. Don't quit. Don't slow down. And don't lose your focus. Because you're going to win all the way through life. If you keep your eyes on God, if you keep your eyes on His Word. Now, let me see. I'm trying to remember. There's another version I wanted to read of the 18th verse. Give me the Amplified. Let's take a look at it. I'm getting ready to close. Amplified, Romans 8, 18. It says, but what of that? For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, this present life, are not worthy being compared with the glory that is, listen to this, compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us and for us and conferred on us. Did y'all grab that? Listen, man, I can't miss out on the calling of God for my life. I can't miss out on the purpose God for my life. There's too much at stake. Too much at stake. Even after we have suffered through life and won, by the way. God says, I got even more for you. I got even more for you. When all this is over, oh, it's going to be beyond words. It's going to be beyond your imagination. Hallelujah. I think there's another version that I wanted to read to you. Give me the Passion Translation. I'm not sure if that's the one, but we'll read it. Says, I'm convinced that any suffering we endure is less than nothing compared to the magnitude of the glory that is about to be unveiled within us. It's about to get really, 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 really good. Y'all listening to me? Oh, God's about to pour this thing on us. No wonder the Apostle John, Apostle John said, I don't know what we shall be, but this one thing I do know. When he comes, we are going to be like him. No wonder the devil wants you to quit. No wonder the devil wants you to throw in the towel. I talked about this a little bit Sunday. He lost. He had it good and he lost. Things about to get worse for him. But things are getting better for us. So as we go through life, let's walk through this thing victoriously, knowing who we belong to, knowing the promises of God that's given to us. He has made us more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. He told us we can do all things through Christ. You don't have to lose out in life. And listen to this. You don't have to settle for second best. Because God has a will and a purpose for each and every one of us. Let's be determined. God's will be done in my life while I'm here on the earth, and it is already being done in heaven. Didn't Jesus say, pray like this, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Guess what? It begins with me. It begins with you. God's not looking for quitters just because it get a little warm in the kitchen. But I'm here to tell you one day, and my prayer is, and my faith for you is that you don't quit. Those that's watching the live stream, that you don't quit. Because one day you're going to look back and say, I'm so glad I didn't quit. I saw it in the Word, but yet and still, I didn't know it was going to be like this. We have a God that loves us. We have a God that created us in His image. We have a God that wants to be a part of our lives and wants us to be a part of Him. Matter of fact, the Word of God says we're going to rule and reign with Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Does this bless you this evening? Are you ready to forge ahead? Are you ready to fulfill the will of God for your life? And not be a quitter? And not slow down? And not gripe and complain about things, but move forward? Keep the Word of God coming out of your mouth? Keep praises flowing forth from your lips. And when it comes to the forces of darkness, just be too hot to handle. Glory to God. And in closing, I want to say this. I remember growing up as a child, and some of this may have been even before my sister was born, but my mother, we had a fireplace, and my mother would take sweet potatoes, put them in that fireplace under the ashes, and let them bake. Anybody else familiar with that? Oh, yes, they were good. But sometimes you can be so anxious to eat one that you grab it too quick. And it becomes too hot to hold on to. That's the way it should be with us and the devil. When he's coming at you, you're too hot to hold on to. You're so full of God. You're so full of the Holy Ghost. You're so full of the glory of God. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you so much for the privilege that we have.